Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. In the Rocky Mountains, hunting and conservation groups have been fighting hard to protect what they consider sensitive terrain from the natural gas drilling boom with all its roads, pipelines, and wellheads. And it looks like they have lost a battle. The federal agency that oversees Colorado's Rhone Plateau says, yes, the drill rigs may now enter. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports.
North of Interstate 70 in western Colorado, steep cliffs rise and then flatten onto the Rhone Plateau and its forests, native trout streams, and colored canyons. Mark Smith of the Independent Petroleum Association of Mountain States knows the area by a different name, the Naval Oil Shale Reserves 1 and 3.
These are historic petroleum reserves that were transferred by Congress in 1997 to the Bureau of Land Management for the express purpose of oil and gas leasing.
Energy companies that lay the pipe, set drill rigs, and build roads have pressed to get into this area because the reserves underneath are so rich.
The Naval Oil Shale Reserves 1 and 3 hold enough natural gas to heat 4 million homes for 20 years, some 9 trillion cubic feet of fuel.
Now, after years of controversy, the Bureau of Land Management has decided to open up about half the public land on top of the plateau to gas drilling.
I just can't express the values that are up there and the values that are at stake with this.
Claire Bastable has spent weeks camping on the plateau. She's with the Colorado Mountain Club, one of many hunting, fishing, conservation, and recreation groups banded together in the campaign for the Rhone Plateau.
It's one of the central locations for mule deer and other big game populations, and so it's really a haven for wildlife. Just got such an incredible diversity in its landscape, from kind of rolling hills to spruce and fir and aspen forests to deep canyons that have been likened to Yosemite.
Below the plateau, there are thousands of new gas wells on both public and private land. In Garfield County alone, where much of the plateau sits, 1,700 new wells were approved last year.
Not every landscape, every last landscape needs to be drilled. And the Rhone falls under one of these landscapes that we feel needs to be protected.
Some maintain that even under the new plan, it will be. BLM has included what all agree are some new safeguards. Energy companies will only be allowed to tear up 350 acres of pipeline path or drilling area at a time. Then they'll have to replant that scraped earth with native plants before moving on to the next ridgetop. Rural Garfield County stands to gain some $57 million a year under the BLM's lease plan. Nevertheless, public sentiment in this part of the country has been shifting toward more environmental protection as gas wells proliferate. The new governor of Colorado, Bill Ritter, was not happy when the BLM issued the plan and refused to give him more time to weigh in on something that had been approved by the prior Republican governor, spokesman Evan Dreyer.
Those two actions deny what is a new administration ample time to review a very significant public policy matter that concerns the entire state of Colorado.
Now Governor Ritter is backing a more adversarial effort by two Colorado congressmen and a senator to slow down the project by blocking money for it in Congress. Again, Evan Dreyer.
Well, the BLM says that its decisions are based on directives from Congress. So we're seeking through legislation, congressional legislation, what we had asked for administratively, additional time.
If that effort fails and no judge issues a stay, bidding would soon begin for the right to drill in this sought-after corner of the Rockies. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.